You're listening to the premier podcast for professional leaders by other professionals. We're going to be talking to the best of the biz about what they've learned along the way in their careers. We'll be giving you easy to understand tips that you can take and impact your business. Let's go. Welcome back to the next episode here of 343. This is Kurt Clyden, your host for the episode. And today we're going to be talking about a trend that is, I think, is becoming a really big part of what businesses are thinking about these days. It could be established businesses. It could be startups. It could be entrepreneurs. There's a lot of overlap that's happening in the business community. And I think this is going to be a fascinating episode for pretty much anywhere, at any stage you're at in the business aspect of it. But today I have with me Janine Black, the Chief Marketing Officer for the Bounce Innovation Hub in Akron, Ohio. And Janine is responsible for overseeing the planning, development, and execution of Bounce's marketing and communication strategy. I'm going to have Janine talk a little bit about exactly what Bounce does here in just a moment. But she has more than 20 years of professional experience with emphasis in strategic marketing, communications, PR, and branding. In addition, Janine is a member of the Summit Art Space Board of Directors. Yay, Summit Art Space! I'm on the board with her, and it's a great organization if you haven't had a chance to interact with it. But she has a Bachelor of Arts degree in journalism from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And she's a big fan of Akron and all things Northeast Ohio. I know she can be found often at the Firestone High School band competitions with her daughter. And she says here that she always catches her favorite indie bands when they come to town. So tell me first, Janine, who are some of your favorite indie bands?
Oh, geez. Right off the top of my head, Local Natives are one. The National is another. And there's one called Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Nice.
Fond of right now.
Rainbow Kitten Surprise. Okay, well, we're going to have to make sure we tag them when this goes on social media so that they know they're a part of the show.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to listen to some of these.
They're great.
So, Janine, before we get into some of the advice, some of the tips that you have, can you give us a little bit of information about what Bounce is?
Sure. Bounce is, I like to start with the physical aspect. We are a 300,000 square foot building. We are an old part of the old BF Goodrich tire plant in downtown Akron. With a building that size, we house companies that are trying to get started. So startups, some small businesses, and some entrepreneurs that just have an idea and they're trying to get them off the ground. And what we do is we provide them space to do that if they need it, but we also provide them with support, advice, and mentorship as well. A lot of times being an entrepreneur is a pretty lonely place to be, and so we help entrepreneurs with guidance and, like I said, support. And the whole objective is to get them off the ground to a place where they're growing. And maybe they take up space at Bounce, but eventually, so they grow to where they are self-sustainable and they go out and eventually get their own space and then build the Akron community and create jobs.
Okay. Well, that's a mouthful. I'm really glad that I had you explain that. But
there's even more intricacies to it, but that's my general description.
That's the elevator pitch there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're recording this. We're still dealing with managing COVID-19, trying to figure out what working systems look like, how people work within their offices, how they work from home, how they work within a different kind of space. And that's why I think that this is going to be just a really fascinating information that you're going to bring to us today, and just a really unique perspective to it, because the term working from home has certainly become much more well known in the past few months than it was before. It was starting to catch up speed a little bit before, but still, Bounce has been around for enough years that I guess that so part of that way of thinking in a way has been already implanted there. So you came into this with a bit of momentum. But tell us, Janine, what you've seen in the past few months as it affects what you're doing at the organization.
Yeah, so the co-working space itself opened last year in May of 2019. And opening up in the summer was a little slow at first, but we did start to build momentum going to the end of the year. And then we thought we would be slow in January and February, but we actually were building momentum down in the co-working space. Our numbers were just increasing week over week. And we have free co-working days every month, and they were the guests were increasing for that. So we were seeing some really good traction. We were seeing people, you know, kind of coming together, meeting each other, forming, being collaborative, forming even friendships, just people getting to know each other. And then COVID hit. And as you can imagine, as a public space, we had to close the co-working space. So it has taken a toll on our space, but we are, you know, it is emptier right now, although we're starting to see some traction now that we're able to be open again. But we did lose some momentum. However, we held on to most of our members, and then we gave away we did some promotions recently where a lot of people signed up for free to come in and work. So they haven't done it yet. Well, some of them are starting to do it, but I guess my point is people are interested in co-working. I just think they need to get to a point where they're comfortable coming in and being in a public space. And we are starting to see that building again. That's what we're doing. We're hearing in the industry that there's two sides to the story. It's COVID is either going to kill co-working because it's a public space and it's shared space and people tend to be closer together. It's, you know, they have to wear masks when they come in to bounce. You have to be 6 feet apart. So that does affect the workspace. But then on the other hand, we're seeing, like you said, a lot of people are working from home now, or they are, you know, they're remote workers. So they're looking for a way to get out of their house and find a different place to work or a quiet place to work. But the biggest trend that we're seeing that is something new that we think is going to be really encouraging are companies that have office space now opting to go remote. So they're either in talks with us or whoever to have their employees work at the co-working space, or we have event space, meeting space, conference space that is for rent. So a lot of these companies are, all their workers are remote, but they're going to bring them together once in a while to meet at Bounce. So that's becoming, we're starting to see a lot of requests for that. Our event space and conference space, we don't have big events, I should clarify that, but our conference space and meeting space is already surpassing the amount we were doing back in before COVID. So that's obviously a huge thing that companies still want. They still want a place where their employees can come together and be together. And even if it's just to, you know, brainstorm or to hold a retreat. But we've recently contracted with some smaller companies who are deciding not to go back to their offices. Their teams are going to be 100% remote, but they're contracting with us to where they can come in and meet and use our space in that way. So I definitely think in general workspaces and office spaces are probably never going to be the same. And a place like Bounce is one where we can help companies who are trying to find a solution solve some of those problems they might be facing, like bringing you know, you want your employees to be together once in a while, I would think, or mm-hmm. some kind of, you know, team getting together and team camaraderie.
So, right. Yeah, I can certainly relate to that in the creative fields when you have a team that needs to come up with some sort of a concept, putting that on one person's shoulders and saying going after that doesn't work so well. And you know that as well as I do.
Absolutely.
You need to be able to have a group that comes up with, you know, when you have people together, it rises the best ideas to the top almost always. So let's think about, and this can be kind of maybe what you saw pre-COVID, what kind of scenarios, what kind of organizations or entrepreneurs benefited the most? And this can be kind of like your first tip to it. What did you see that was really helping people from what Bounce was offering?
The first group I would say are the remote workers. Cause like you said, even before COVID, a lot of places were already remote and using remote workers. So, we had several people who worked for companies that weren't even in Akron. They are fully remote, working from home. And this is kind of what I was getting to, is that their companies pay for their membership at Bounce. So that was one big group, and we've seen some of them come back already. So remote workers are for sure a big, several of those are our members. Mm-hmm. And then I would say that the second group are freelancers and writers and a lot of marketers. Actually, we have several marketing people and marketing firms, PR firms, and that's one industry that is pretty easy to do remote. But they were looking for a change of scenery, and one thing that Bounce really gives freelancers and small businesses and maybe entrepreneurs is a professional presence. Because if you're a member of Bounce, you in that membership is included an address, a mailbox. You can use, you know, we have people who make up business cards that where Bounce is their address. So, and then the meeting space as well. So if you have client meetings or conferences that you want to hold, you can use Bounce as part of your membership. So it also gives people a professional presence that they may not get, you know, working at home. And then of course the third group I would say would be the entrepreneurs. And one thing we try and do is for people who come into our programs, whether they're tech entrepreneurs or non-tech, we do try and encourage them to use the space. It's there for them to, you know, to have a place to work, to collaborate. And so I would say entrepreneurs will be the third group. And then we do have a smaller group of innovation teams that come in and use the space as well.
And could you help us define what does an innovation team mean?
So the one I'm thinking of is Bridgestone. Bridgestone is one of our presenting partners. Part of that is that they actually have an innovation team on there, you know, at their headquarters, and they come a representative from that team comes in about once a week, and they'll meet at Bounce, or they'll just use the space to kind of get out of their corporate setting and into just kind of a different creative type of space where they can brainstorm, they can meet with other people, they can be innovative. So, there's some larger corporations as well that use the space to just kind of break away from their corporate offices, or, you know, just to try and encourage, you know, ideas and creativity.
Well, and so what you just mentioned, it almost completely covers the scope of any kind of business. You've got anyone from a startup or an entrepreneur to small businesses to large businesses. And mm-hmm. I think that's why, you know, your your mission and what is happening at Balance, you know, it's going to get through this. It's not going to be that first category that you mentioned that just goes away. You're going to find ways of working through it because everyone's being creative right now in what they're doing. And I think you just can't limit it to a certain group or size. There's just so many opportunities. I think that's really, it's fascinating. I think it's exciting for everyone here in the Northeast Ohio area. I'm kind of curious on the first group, the remote workers, and you said you've got businesses that are not in the Akron area or not in Northeast Ohio. What kind of industries are they in? How far out are you reaching?
The one I'm thinking of in particular, I believe most of them are software developers or software engineers. I'm not sure what their business industry is per se, but that's mostly what they do. But the one I'm thinking of, his company is in California. Another one, I think they are Northeast Ohio, but not in Akron. We had another who was, I believe his company was in Germany. And then we have another company that they don't have a headquarters. They are literally four people located in different parts of the country, and they just work together remotely, virtually. So they don't even have a headquarters. They're just four or five people that are completely in different areas, and it's working. They're actually doing really well. So something's working there. But the nice thing about the membership too is that you get 24/7 access. So I'm thinking of Jason, the one coworker. He's there late a lot because he has California calls. Or if you're talking to Germany, you can come in anytime and be there on the weekends or at night or in the morning or whenever it works with your employer or your clients.
Yeah. Wow. That is just amazing what businesses are doing when you've got people spread out all across the country and all across the world in some cases.
Yeah.
So I would like to ask you a little bit about the entrepreneurs, because I think a lot of people associate co-working spaces with entrepreneurs and startups. Mm-hmm. How long is, when you're introducing Balance at the beginning of the show, you talked about how they might stay there for a period of time and then move on. What have you mm-hmm. seen? And maybe there's not enough time on that, but you could probably see what has been happening in the industry. How long does an entrepreneur stay in a co-working space before they say, okay, this is now viable and this goes on? I'm sure it varies a little bit, but do you have any examples you could share with us?
So before it was Balance, it was the Akron Global Business Accelerator, which was founded in 1982 or 80. I always get it mixed up. I think it's 1983 actually. Anyway, so they, so there's some companies that at that time, they did not have a limit on how long a company could stay. So we've grandfathered in, there's several companies who were with the accelerator who are now a part of Balance, and they've been there a few years. But the way Balance is structured, we have the co-working space, and that's just a public space where people can come in and use it, and they can be there as long as they need to be. But then we also have our entrepreneurial programs, which is the incubator, the software accelerator, and then we have our grow program. So the incubator is for later stage companies who most of the time they require space. So they get space at Bounce. They get pretty intense one-on-one advisement from what we call entrepreneurs in residence. Those are seasoned entrepreneurs who come in and help them with their with whatever they need, whatever the CEO or founder needs. They also have access to networks of service providers, mentors, and things like that. So that program, because they're located in the building, there's really no time limit on it. But we like to think they're usually there for maybe ideally 3 to 5 years trying to get that company off and you know, and get funding. And, you know, they're tenants, they pay rent. So they're, you know, they're good members of the community, and we don't really have a time limit on it. We'll do whatever we can to help them out. Our software accelerator is a little different. That's just for software products. That is a minimum 3-month program where people come through and they have a software idea, whether it's an app or a platform or, you know, just a software solution. They come in, they get intense mentorship, advisement. And then if they're making progress and they want to stay, they have the option to stay longer. But at the most, that program is usually around, we just started this format, so nobody has been in it the full amount of time yet. But I'm guessing, I think they can stay up to maybe 6 to 9 months in that. Of course, at that point, if they want to stay at Bounce and become an incubator client or a co-working member, you know, we will, we will help them do that, because that's kind of, that's what we want them to do. And then we have our grow clients, which are our non-tech entrepreneurs. These include, these are your kind of your mom and pop businesses that are, selling cookies or barber shops or record stores, anything that's non-tech related. And they don't, obviously, because a lot of them have storefronts, they don't have to be located at Bounce. They can't be. And that's a pretty new program. Right now, there's really no time limit on it. That's an overall program. Within that program, we do have two accelerators that are 15 weeks and 9 weeks. But again, if they come out of that accelerator and they still want help, we'll provide it to them.
So you've got programs structured for a lot of different stages of development, as you may have it.
Yeah. I mean, literally, especially with the Grow program, you can come in with an idea. We have a program called the Aspiring Entrepreneur Program, and that's literally for people who are even just considering being an entrepreneur. Like, is this right for me? Is this the right step for me to take? And they can come in and take that class, and a lot of them decide, no, this is not what I want to do. And that's fine too. But so yeah, they can come in at any stage really and get help.
Well, that's a really good lesson to learn before you put in $20,000-$50,000 into a business that's completely non-viable to realize that ahead of time.
They take them through the, you know, personally, are you prepared for this? And then also, you know, is your idea viable? Is there a market for it? Is there, they help them do that. And on the tech side, we work with iCore over at the University of Akron. And for the really, really early tech companies, we usually partner with them to help do the same thing. But they go through the Akron U program. And then after they've done that, they might come over to Bounce and enter one of our later stage programs.
Okay. And is there any service or any particular aspect of what you offer that is like the hidden gem that you said, you think to yourself, man, I really wish XYZ or Joe over here would take advantage of this, because there's a lot of good aspects to it. Is there any part of that that people don't see and think could really help them out?
I think with all the programs, I think the level of involvement that we have with our entrepreneurs is something people may not understand. We have really great, experienced, seasoned advisors, and like I said, veteran entrepreneurs who really believe in what these companies are trying to do. And I think, you know, I think the companies come in and you know, they either need space or a lot of them are looking for investment. We actually don't do investment. So, but if we can get them in, and I think the level of support and the level of knowledge and experience that we provide them is something that is hard to communicate. Sometimes hard to communicate to people, and it's very kind of an intangible thing, but in a way it's not. I mean, these EIRs and advisors are really on the ground meeting with the entrepreneurs, helping them with the next step, get them where they need to go. And a lot of them, you know, they hold the account, they hold the entrepreneurs accountable too, and you know, keep them on track with milestones and things like that. So I think the level of support and dedication that we have to helping the entrepreneurs is something that is the value by far, I believe, is the biggest value they get out of the programs.
I think whenever you're running a business, you don't know what you don't know. And I think you at the organization at Balance, you probably know a lot what they don't know. So
yeah, exactly.
Whether it's guidance or asking questions or just, you know, really kind of having that humbleness of knowing, okay, I don't know everything. I need to start this up. Let's go to the people that do.
Yeah. And sometimes it's, you know, helping some founders kind of get out of their own way too. And, you know, this has been their thing for so long. And when they move into a program like Bounce or the incubator or accelerator or Grow, you know, it suddenly becomes someone else's, you know, opinions and sometimes it's hard for the founders to kind of step aside and think about how to grow the company. And that's, it's always good to have outside help with things like that.
Absolutely. It's their baby, and it's hard to give the baby a haircut when he needs it or it needs to have some sort of change. No, I get that, certainly. All right, Jeannie. Well, let's go on to a few questions here. Are you ready for three questions that have to do with, it's about startups, about entrepreneurs, about technology. Ready to jump into it?
Yep, I'll try my best.
All right, so the first question here is about startup funding. And this is from Small Business Trends, who say that 1 in 3 entrepreneurs start their small businesses with very little investment. And how much do you think that minimum investment is? Is it going to be A, $1,000, B, $5,000, or C, $20,000?
I would guess $5,000.
You got it. Yeah. So, and I was surprised by that. I don't know. But I think it says, you know, with a little bit of money, you can get in the game here and get started. And that's encouraging. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's number one. The second question here, this one comes from the Ewing Marion Kaufman Foundation, who did the research on this. And they found that the average age of a tech company founder is one of these. Is it A, 25 years old, B, 39 years old, or C, 50 years old? And so this is just tech company founder.
Yeah. So from what I've seen, I would have said 40 to 45. So now I'm stuck between the 39 and the 50. I guess I would say 39.
You got it. It is, yes. 39 years old. Very good.
Yeah, people often think of tech entrepreneurs as very young, and we do have lots of young people come through too, but yeah, the average, and I can just picture them in my head right now in our building. They are older.
Yeah. Well, and I kind of wanted to bust a myth there, as you thought. Yes. People tend to think a little bit younger. And an interesting little side note on that one is that the same study showed that there were twice as many that were 50 years old as there were that were 25. So it certainly does trend, as you were saying, a little bit older than people may imagine. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's two. Let's see if we can go 3 for 3 here. Third question. Technology-based industries have shown an increase in wage growth that has far surpassed the national average. from 2007 to 2016, when this study was taken, the average wage growth overall was 3%. So what was the tech industry wage growth for that same period? Was it A, 5%, B, 10%, or C, 20%?
Hmm. 2007, you said?
2007 to 2016, so about a 9-year period.
Oh. I am going to go big and say C.
Janine, you went 3 for 3. Congratulations.
Yes. 20%, I know. I'm thinking of Silicon Valley in particular and how expensive it is to live there now. So.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, if that's incentive to get into an industry, well, there it is right there. And I have to imagine with everything that's going on right now and how much we depend upon things like Zoom and teleconferencing and all the communications that we use to get through working, whether it's co-working, working remotely, working from home, we're really going to be depending on this for, I think, a pretty long time. So congratulations, Noelle Dunn. You know that industry.
Thanks.
Well, Janine, thank you for being on the show today. One last thing for any listeners there that want to get in touch with Bounce or want to get in touch with you individually, how would you recommend they do that?
Sure. So we have obviously a website. It's bouncehub.org. To reach me, it's pretty easy, jblack@bouncehub.org. And then obviously we're on social media and actually that's my job. So I can say we're very responsive. So if anybody needs to get a hold of somebody, it's pretty easy to do so.
Yeah,
and
that
email we check pretty frequently. Sorry, that's info@, and that actually a lot of places don't check those. I understand, but we're pretty vigilant. But I would definitely start with the website.
Okay, so whether you're in Akron or you are anywhere around the world listening to this, you can certainly take advantage of what Bounce has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Janine, thanks for being a guest on the show, and thank you for listening to another episode of 3 for 3.
Three for Three is produced by the marketing experts at Clyden & Associates. Clyden is a full-service marketing agency that has been bringing ideas to life for over 45 years. Head to Clyden.com to see their work and